Macmillan Audio presents The Outside Lands by Hannah Kohler. Read for you by Tavia Gilbert and Michael Crouch. Out of the Sunset. Genie, 1963. Every year, after Kip had blown the flames from his cake, their mom told the story of how he'd nearly killed her. Nurse said she'd never seen so much bleeding, and for such a scrap of a boy, she said, tipping back an old-fashioned. Mom, said Kip, spraying dark crumbs. They scuttered over the tablecloth. Mom, said Jeannie. Their mom licked her lips and fingered the maraschino cherry from her glass. Your daddy said he could hear the screaming all the way out in the parking lot. Nearly turned my wagon around and went straight home. They fogged me with all those medications, but the nurse said I was clear-mouthed as a preacher, said I called out to the Lord to take me. The Lord didn't want her, their dad said, smiling. Each time their mom told the story, it got bloodier, and their dad would rock on his Ouijans and push her words away with a smile, before winding it up with a joke. Then their mom, mus-haired and glitter-eyed, would squeeze the nape of Kip's neck and fall into the easy chair. Their dad would set an Edith Piaf record on the turntable, and a song would play that would make their mom cry. There's the Texan coming out, their dad said. All that humidity growing up, and now she's all heat and water. Their mom was raised in the Texas panhandle, on a small holding with a pick-your-own pecan orchard and 6 beehives. As a girl, she cracked nuts for 3 cents a pound until her nails bled, and she'd had nothing to do with pecans since, not even on Thanksgiving. Their dad came from Eureka, California, where the weather was clean and cool, and his mother grew citrus trees in the garden. You grow up with lemons, you end up sour, said their mom. Lemonade from lemons, said Jeannie. That's my girl, said their dad. Her mom had always been superstitious about Kip's birthday, so when Jeannie was called into Mrs. Harris's office that November afternoon to take her dad's telephone call, it felt like a prank. It was dark out. Typing drill was nearly through. Jeannie stood at the ink-spoiled desk, looking out at the rain, the receiver tacky on her cheek.
Jeannie, you gotta come home.
Her dad's voice was swollen and strange. What's the matter, Daddy? A fly landed on the orange on Mrs. Harris's desk and picked at the rind.
Uncle Polly's on his way to get you.
Jeannie hadn't seen Uncle Polly since her dad kicked him out of their house for fooling around with his ceremonial sword. What's going on? Jeannie heard the warm sound of men talking. Who are you with?
I can't get into it, honey. Just come home.
Is everything all right?
Please, Jeannie. I'll explain.
Her dad's voice rose. We're not done with our typing exercises, said Jeannie. Her face grew hot. I'm not coming till you tell me what's going on. She watched the fly climb over the curve of the orange and wondered if they'd been disconnected.
There's been an accident.
Jeannie's heart flickered. Is Kip all right? A blow of breath down the line. The fly twitched.
He's all right, Jeannie.
Something in his emphasis made Jeannie wince.
It's your mother.
What happened? Jeannie's hands were wet.
The cops are here.